Talking today with the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, chairman of the overall Farm Bill Conference Committee, Congressman Frank Lucas of Oklahoma. Congressman, you indicated last night, as you talked to the Rules Committee, you mentioned the word miracle one time, several times, to say the least. Is that the way you're still kind of feeling this this morning after?
Absolutely, Ron. When you consider that we had to take a process by which we had no money to work with, we had to achieve substantial savings, $23 billion less spent on this coming farm bill than we spent on the previous farm bill, where you have a House of Representatives where almost half the body was not around for the 2008 debate, didn't understand the process. You've got the divided political nature of Congress, a very conservative House, a very liberal president, and nobody really in charge in the Senate. All of that together, and to wind up with a bill that has a strong safety net for producers, a farm bill that makes reforms in both the commodity title and the food stamp title, a bill that I think as we move forward in the next hours for final consideration in the House and hopefully next week in the Senate and ultimately the President's signature, a farm bill that will work for rural America, will continue to make sure we have the ability to raise the food and fiber we need. Yes, Ron, in this environment we're in, it's just a legislative miracle.
Based on your comments last night with the Rules Committee, would it be fair to say that you felt at the end of the day that the dairy battle was the toughest?
Absolutely. As has been the case in every farm bill I've been around up here, dairy went right to the absolute end. And the kidding comment that I made to the Rules Committee, were I to expire in the next two or three days, I'd want a glass of milk carved on my tombstone, because probably dairy would have been what shortened my life. But ultimately, we wound up with a dairy policy that met the requirements of Speaker Boehner. No supply management, no having the federal government run the valve on the milk tank, but using an insurance system to help producers deal with the issues they have by paying premiums, by having those premiums go up as production advances beyond what's needed, to restrain the market. I mean, clearly, this is a market-oriented bill. It's a dramatic move from the previous farm bill. The old direct payments going away that were so controversial and replacing them by programs that will help when Mother Nature fails us or when the markets fail us. But when we have what every farmer and rancher wants, which is a good year and a good price, there'll be no government help. That's the direction we're going now with this farm bill.
Regarding the commodity title, Congressman, are you satisfied with Title I?
Yes. Considering all of the attacks from the left and the right as we put this farm bill together, we've got payment limitations and eligibility language that I think will work for real farmers and ranchers. You know, Ron, one of the things that I'd said time and time again in this process was, maybe I was old-fashioned, but I really sincerely felt that a farm bill should not be about somebody in Washington, D.C., in Congress, or at USDA, telling people how to farm or telling people who could farm because of the definition that D.C. put together. A farm bill should be about helping raise food, raising fiber, helping producers deal with problems they cannot. Ultimately, the commodity title, the insurance language, I think meets that standard. We're not telling in this farm bill telling you how to farm or who to farm. We're just simply saying farm. And that's a big step forward from the way this battle was fought for the last 2 years.
Congressman, obviously the other big, big issue out there that you had to deal with quite a bit, nutrition. Have you got a nutrition title that is defensible both directions, you think?
We closed what some people call the heat and eat loophole, LIHEAP. We saved $8 billion plus dollars by doing that, ending certain states, in effect, mining the federal treasury. We establish a 10-state pilot project to empower states to engage able-bodied adults in mandatory work programs. We prohibit in the bill USDA from engaging in SNAP recruiting activities, advertising. They can't push SNAP on TV or radio or billboards. They can't make deals with foreign governments. We ensure that illegal immigrants, lottery winners, deceased folks won't receive food stamp benefits. But at the same time, we say, if you meet the qualifications of the program, if you have the income and the asset levels, and you qualify, we're going to help you. But we're not going to allow the abuses that have occurred in the past to continue. We're going to stop those. So, yes, I think we'll have some loud and rancorous debate on the floor, but the food stamp reforms are real, and they, too, are nothing short of amazing.
Several livestock issues out there that did not go the way of a couple of our major livestock groups were the pork and beef industry, country of origin labeling, the gypsy rule, and the so-called King Amendment. Your thoughts about what happened there, you know, kind of walk us through exactly why action, especially on cool, did not happen.
First of all, Ron, let me say up front, the National Beef Cattlemen's Association, the NCBA, and our Barnyard Coalition friends were very upfront from the beginning. They wanted a total repeal of the country of origin labeling. They wanted, if not a repeal of GPSA, pushing it back for 5 years. In working out the final bill with the United States Senate, those were just things we could not achieve. While we had language in the House bill that dealt with all those issues, the Senate basically ignored it. And I would say, if we want to make a real change in those issues, the struggle is not in the House of Representatives. There were enough votes among the conferees, Democrat and Republican alike, to address those issues. The problem's over on the Senate side. My friends need to do more work over on the Senate side. But that said, this bill contains too many reforms. It's too good for rural America. It does too much for production agriculture. And don't forget, we address livestock disaster. We address the drought issues. Things that are very important to livestock producers all over the country in this bill. If you defeat this bill and we start all over again, I can't guarantee that we'll ever have this good a commodity title again. Now, does that mean that cool and gypsy are over? No. It means that the committee will take those issues by the teeth, we'll do the hearings, and we'll push forward. But on this day, in this circumstance, the United States Senate would not touch those issues, and ultimately the House had to make the decision, do we want a farm bill or do we not? And after 3 years of trying to do a farm bill, after a year extension, after being past the expiration of the extension, the decision on the House side was, let's do the farm bill. Let's take the good things we've done. Let's tie that down, and then we'll start work all over again on the other things that need to be addressed.
So you anticipate that you might be looking at conversation hearings and this like type of thing on cool.
Anybody that believes that cool and gyps are over with hasn't paid attention to the magnitude of the ongoing battle for years now.
Along those lines, Congressman, anything in your mind right now? I know that you feel pretty good about the package you've got, but anything out there that you felt really got left undone?
My great regret in what is now titled the Agricultural Act of 2014. Is quite simply, we should have made the commodity title language permanent. You and I have discussed before, Ron, this going back and having 1938 and 1949 be permanent law, while in the past it's helped drive a new bill, I worry the difficulty with which I and Congress had in passing this farm bill, what we'll be able to do 5 years from now. There's so many good, solid things in here for farmers and ranchers. Producers out there, this should have been made permanent law. But the Senate wouldn't go along with that. My Democrat colleagues in the House wouldn't go along with that. And all of the folks here in D.C. who make a living off of lobbying for these issues wouldn't go along with that. They all wanted to keep the process going. That's my one regret, that the Senate, my House Democrat friends, and the lobbying community together managed to prevent me from making this permanent law and replacing the 38 and 49 laws.
So Farm Bill 2019 might be a tough one.
It's going to be a tough one. There is no question about that.
Regarding passage, we're hearing the indications that Senator Reid is in favor of this measure, John Boehner is, Sarah Cantor is. Your prospects, you think?
Well, you never guess the final vote on the floor of the United States House. I would simply say this. The momentum is with a passage of the 2014 Agricultural Act. I believe we'll get it done, but I am whipping votes now. I'm working members now. I will do that right until the Speaker drops the gavel, hopefully on Wednesday after a successful vote. Some of my colleagues suffer from farm bill exhaustion. This has gone on for so many years. And those of us who really are connected to rural America, really connected to production agriculture, who really care about processing and making sure that folks in this country and around the world have enough to eat. We know this has to be done, and we're ready, I think, to make this happen.
One other question, Congressman. I felt that, and I kind of I tweeted out, in fact, that I felt it was kind of ironic that on this day that you were hitting the achievement that you've worked on for so many years, pointing toward being chairman and then getting the farm bill done. On that particular day, you had an announcement in your district regarding a primary opponent come June. Any thoughts on that? Any message you want to give back to the 3rd District?
Let me simply note to my friends back home, it's a free country, and anybody can run. One of the chief criticisms of Congress in recent years is we can't get anything done. We can't restrain ourselves when it comes to spending. We can't make reforms. We can't do our work. I would hold up this farm bill that I and the House Agriculture Committee have literally invested years of our lives in as an example of a bill where we made major reforms. We saved a massive amount of money. We did it in the most difficult of environments, and we will do it ultimately with votes from all sides of the political spectrum because it's good legislation. I think, personally, this farm bill is a reflection of how things are supposed to be done. If every other committee in the House, if every other committee in the United States Senate could accomplish this, we wouldn't have this deficit. We wouldn't have these problems that the American public is so unhappy about. But as for me, I represent an ag district, a rural district. I am chairman of the Agriculture Committee. I've worked hard with my colleagues to get our work done. I'm proud of what we accomplished. It's just ironic that on the day when things were in motion to be done the way they're supposed to be, that's when I get criticized. So ironic.
Chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Chairman of the Overall Farm Bill Conference Committee, Frank Lucas, feeling maybe a little bit of a miracle happening yesterday as a Farm Bill Conference report successfully reported out by members of the Conference Committee to the House and the Senate. Farm Bill action on the floor of the House expected to take place on Wednesday morning. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.